Fox Sports 1480 AM, 102.5 FM, The Gambler. In Philly, there's a group that brings diehard sports fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airwaves. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going, so crack a beer. Take a shot and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
Good morning, Philadelphia, and welcome to the Green Legion pregame show live here on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler. I am Chris Sack. Some call me Chris Sackmaster. But I'm sitting alongside one of the legit masters of NFL wide receiverhood. Five-time Pro Bowler. Five-time Pro Bowler, Irving Fryer. Dr. Irving Fryer, what's going on, Irv?
Hey, Shaq, what's happening? It's good to be here with you this morning. We have just a couple of us, just you and I here today in the studio, articulating what we're going to be talking about today. So I'm excited about it. I'm disappointed that my name wasn't in the opening advertisement.
Well, that's just a generic Green Legion.
But I consider myself
intro.
As a part of the Green Legion now.
Well, you're going to have to talk to Quimby about that, and we're not going to have Quimby here today, which I know some people are happy
about. And he cut his finger and we put our hand together, become blood brothers.
Well, because Quimby and Hollis right now, friends, teammates, lovers, they're not with us here today. None of us know where they're at. They're definitely not in the continental United States.
They're not in the U.S.,
definitely not. They're somewhere out of the country. You know, I figured enough would be enough during the bye week bender when we're in the Dominican for 9 days.
Right.
You would think that would be enough for Quimby, but the guy just can't keep himself in the cold weather for too long.
Well, you know what? I don't blame him. And this is the Giants game, and the Giants fans don't like Quimby. So Quimby said, I'm going to get as far away from them as possible.
Well, Quimby says all the time, that's the one trip that he does not do.
Right.
So everybody's probably surprised that me and you right now, we're not up in North Jersey in the swamp right now at MetLife Stadium, formerly known as the Meadowlands.
Right.
But thankfully we're not, because it's warm in studio.
Yeah.
It's comfortable in studio.
Yeah.
We're hanging out with our boys Slash. Sam is back home in South Jersey.
Hey,
Sam. She's running our social media right now. So listen, today's show is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to run it kind of like how I run it with my boy, Greg Murphy, Murph, when we do Bud Light Baseball Brunch during the summertime. We're going to get the fans interacted today.
Good. You call it. We'll run it.
I want some fan interaction today. It's just the two of us and Slash here in studio. I want some fan interaction. I want them asking questions. I want them asking questions about last week's game against the Saints. I want them asking questions about this week's game against the Giants. I want them asking questions, legit questions. We're going to talk about this in the opening segment today. Is this team currently constructed the way it is right now, with the way the schedule looks the rest of the season? Is this a playoff team? Are we talking about a playoff team here in Philadelphia?
You want me to answer that now?
Please go ahead.
Oh, yes, definitely. The hardest part of the schedule is done. They've gotten by. Yes, we still have a losing record, but the best is yet to come. And this team has figured out what makes them good. Obviously, they're running the ball. I mean, 1,000 yards over the last 5 weeks.
It's an identity.
Incredible.
Yes.
They're the number one rushing team in the NFL right now. In the NFL over the past 4 weeks. But they figured out what their identity is. They're going to continue to run the ball regardless. When they go and run the ball for 244 yards against the number one run defense in the league, they rammed it right down their throat. They stuck with it. They made it happen. Listen, they can continue with that. That's old school smash mouth football. That's the way the game was played when I first got in the league.
Absolutely. And hey, this first segment is brought to you by the Greater Philadelphia Health Action, providing medical, dental, behavioral health, pharmacy, and child development services for over 50 years. Full family care for the entire family, prenatal, pediatrics, adults, specialty services, and more. COVID-19 vaccine and testing available. 11 locations throughout Philadelphia, over 85,000 patients, telehealth, and on-site appointments available. Schedule an appointment today
away. 1-888-296-GPHA. Website for more information on services and a complete listing of locations, www.gphainc.org. And listen, I know I wanted to get a little bit of a rib in there on Quimby and Hollis about the fact that they're not here with us today. I would be remiss if I didn't do so also with our esteemed colleague, Michael Shut Up Diaz, because Michael Shut Up Diaz could not get, he was not allowed out today by his mother-in-law and his wife.
What?
Yeah, he wasn't allowed to come out and
Diaz,
play.
You don't run your house?
No. Here's just
wait a minute.
Real quick,
we know
sidebar.
Who runs things over Diaz's house.
No, you want to know something? Okay. Which I'm not going to forget this because happy 7th wedding anniversary to my wife, Rachel. Okay.
Happy anniversary.
Which is today.
We got
married on Black Friday in 2014.
Congratulations.
And I'm here.
Yes.
And I'm here. I'm doing this show.
Well, you're working.
Well, listen.
And you got to check home.
Absolutely. All right. that new bathroom from MCS Construction, which I'll get to those live reads a little bit later on. But that new bathroom and new walk-in pantry is not going to pay for itself.
No, sir.
So I told her, I was like, listen, I'm going to go in. I'm going to do a show for an hour. Diaz the other day would not even step up to his mother-in-law and tell her what he was going to do today. And guess what? He's not here. And Dr. Urban Fryer's with me. And I'd rather be doing a show with you than Michael Shut Up Diaz for sure.
So when he went to his mother-in-law and or his mother-in-law said when he went to his mother-in-law and began, he probably started out telling her, I'm gonna go in and do the show, but she said, shut up, Diaz.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Now he didn't want, he's like, oh, it's my first Thanksgiving hosting and you know my mother-in-law's in the kitchen, it's a bad time. I'm like, dude, you need to step up and be a man.
Pull
and
up
say
your pants, take off the bra and be a man.
Thank you. Yes, I love the drop. Love the drop
nice.
Right there. Because that's exactly what you need to be, Diaz.
I'm on your side, Diaz. I was hoping you feel better. I'm glad that you're feeling better, but now you gotta pull up your pants, tighten up your belt, get it together.
God, love it when we talk like that. So, all right, Herb. So we kind of already capped on it right off the shoe here. So we're looking at last Sunday, Eagles Saints, and you said it. You said it, man. We just destroyed them physically from
I didn't expect
first
that.
Whistle
I really
to the
didn't.
Final whistle. I mean, I know the fourth quarter, it kind of tightened up a little bit. The one thing that I didn't understand, like Sean Payton's supposed to be this like great head coach, right? And he is. He's had a long line of success in the NFL, and he was 5-2 with Jameis Winston before he got hurt.
Right.
And things have gone awry ever since. And, you know, Trevor Siemian is what he is. He's not a Pro Bowl quarterback. He's not probably a starting quarterback. He's a backup quarterback, and that's what he is in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Holding the clipboard, you can make a lot of money doing that.
Right.
But you're down 14, and there's 7 to 8 minutes left in the game, and you might have a shot at having the ball two more times, and you kick a field goal to make an 11-point game. I didn't understand that part of it, but they did make it interesting, though, in the fourth quarter when the Eagles kind of tapered off a little bit. Well, they definitely pulled the reins back.
Yeah, the Eagles took their foot off the gas, but when you don't have all of your pieces, particularly your starting running back, who is so versatile.
All-pro wide receiver. They haven't had him all season, and they're not going to.
So you can be as creative as you want to. You can be as masterful as you want to. When you don't have all of your pieces, it limits you. It limits you. And you could see how limited the Saints were last week.
Both starting tackles were out as well.
Yeah, yeah. So you see how you need to have your best players on the field in order to be competitive in this league. Sean Payton didn't have that. You saw how limited he was in terms of his ability to call plays and their ability to put points on the board and even how it affected the defense. Now, I'm just totally impressed on how the Eagles, right from the beginning, we're going to run this ball. We're going to stick to our identity. Regardless, it doesn't matter that you're the number one run-stopping defense in the league. At that point, they were. They're not anymore.
No.
Not after that.
And if you saw the post-game, when Sirianni was in the locker room, they released those after wins. They released them on the Eagles' social media on Mondays.
Yes.
And, you know, or whatever day after they win. And Sirianni said that. And what used to be the number one rushing defense in the NFL, because after you go 242 yards, you're not anymore.
Right. And what I was impressed about, and I had given this statistic last week, was with Miles Sanders. We were all questioning whether or not Miles Sanders should be put back in the game after now he's coming back and he's
healthy. Had that fumble there.
But he ran the ball. What impressed me was he ran the ball downhill. He didn't run any east and west like he normally does.
That's side to side.
That's a tendency of his. He ran the ball. I'm sure that must have been a conversation between himself and Sirianni or the running backs coach. You got to run the ball downhill. And he did. He ran the ball downhill. That offensive line is the best offensive line right now with the run in the league. Those guys, I think it'll be 5 weeks now in a row. We have the same offensive line working together. Things are just going to get better.
And you know, just to plug this real fast, is that the starting right guard on that offensive line mm-hmm. will be joining the Green Legion player show on Tuesday evening at the Finn. So make sure you guys come on down. We're going to have Jack Driscoll.
Yes.
And we're going to have Alex Singleton, who's going to be a two-time guest on the show this season.
Nice.
Both of them will be down there because, again, Hollis and Quimby will not. So I'll be hosting the show. And you know, it'll be nice having two current players on the show.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes, you know, Hollis likes to, you know, he'll be talking to the young buck.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be like, oh, man, you know, we got this going on over here. And, you know, back in my day.
And start trying to influence him.
Oh, man. You know, like Hollis, they don't practice like that anymore, man.
But it's good to get some insight and some knowledge from current players.
Absolutely.
And actually what is actually taking place in the locker room, what's actually taking place on the field, they actually feel about what's going on.
And you should see the looks on their faces when Hollis starts talking about what they used to do.
Yeah.
They're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
You guys don't want to hear it. You guys used to practice like that?
Yeah, they don't want to hear it.
So
it's a different game.
I know the offense has been playing really well. Sirianni has been calling great games. Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts has been playing out of his mind. I mean, 3 rushing touchdowns last weekend. The part that I look at right now, Irv, is I know we're both thinking that this team is primed and poised to make a playoff run here.
Yes.
Okay. What disturbs me right now, though, is the lack of, and now I know it's easy to say when the running game is going so good, but eventually at some point, someone is going someone's going to hit you back in the mouth.
Uh-huh.
And right now, there's only two guys on the offensive side of the ball that's catching the football.
That's Smith and Goddard.
Smith and Goddard. Yeah. They have nothing else.
You're right.
And eventually, teams figure that out.
Wait a minute. Ortega Whitehead made a big catch. First down. Where did he come from? Now, listen.
Exactly.
That's extremely hard to do in a situation like that where the Eagles had taken their foot off the gas, and now we're in a situation where we have to get a first down because this game is getting a little bit close. And he steps in after having not played, you know, not just in that game, but in prior games, and makes a big catch like that. Hats off to Whitehead.
Absolutely.
I mean, Whiteside, I'm sorry. Whiteside.
But we need more consistency
from
other receiving options because this is not going to sustainable as long as Quez Watkins is not catching the football. I don't know if that's because of lack of opportunity. Is Jalen Hurts not looking his way? I know the reason why for Jalen Reagor. Jalen Reagor stinks.
Well, you know what?
You can tell better than I can, but you're a master at the craft.
You have a valid point.
He's terrible.
At some point, we're going to have to throw the ball. Jalen Hurts is going to have to throw the ball either to win a game or either to get an important first down. Defenses are going to get, you know, put 8 in the box. They're going to try to make us one-dimensional to stop the run. That's what we do best. And they're going to force Jalen to have to throw the ball. These receivers, whether it's Reagor, whether it's Quez, they're going to have to step up. Yes, we're not getting, as I said last week, they're underproducing. We're not getting any production from them. The only two guys, receivers that are catching the ball are Smith and Goddard. At some point, these other receivers are going to have, and they have talent. It's not like they're not talented. It's not like Quez can't run. It's not like Quez can't run good routes. And Reagor is decent. He's not a bad receiver. He's an NFL He's an NFL receiver. He has potential. But
he's a USFL wide receiver.
For whatever reason.
He'll be playing for the Philadelphia Stars next year.
And I think because we've gone to the run so much that, yes, it has diminished their opportunities to contribute to what the offense is doing. But at some point, defenses are going to shut our run down to a certain extent, and Jalen is going to have to throw the ball. Now, what I saw a couple of times last week, you know, I was observing, there were a couple of times when Jalen had an opportunity, whether it was to step up in the pocket or to move to his left or to his right, to just create a soft spot or find the soft spot in the pocket and not so much run out of the pocket, where he didn't do that and ran out of the pocket. He could have just stepped up or stepped to his right or to his left. So that needs to continue to be developed for Jalen. Then there were other times when Jalen was standing in the pocket and he had time and he stayed in the pocket, but nobody was open. Nobody was open. So these receivers have to learn how to get open in the soft spots in the zones, in the open spots in the area, because teams are playing a lot of zone against them, and they're pushing back with two safeties deep, and these receivers have to find the open areas in those zones. They're not doing that very well. A lot of teams are not playing man to man like they want to against the Eagles, because what that does, it makes them vulnerable for the run with Jalen, because defensive backs will have their backs to the quarterback while Jalen is seeing all of this room in front of him. He takes off running, and man to man doesn't work real well against Jalen because he's always a threat to run. So in the zone, these receivers really have to learn how to find the open spots where the soft spots are. And Jalen has to learn how to not just anticipate, but be able to throw guys open. You got to be able to throw guys open. His accuracy has to continue to improve, and his anticipation in terms of routes where guys will be open, throw them open, throw to the open spot, and make a guy run into that open spot to catch the ball.
All right, so I'm going to take our first question here on the board, okay, from Pedreg O'Connor. How concerned are y'all? It says y'all.
Are you from the South?
Y'all, with the running game without Jordan Howard, because Jordan Howard is out this week with a knee injury. It's looking like it's just going to be a one-week thing. If I'm the Eagles, if you win today and you go into the Jets game next week, I sit him because the bye week is right after that. Right. I let him rest. Yeah, get that big dog ready for the stretch run. Right. Also here on the injury report, everybody else is full go in practice this week. The Eagles have been really good with their injuries this year.
Yes.
So, you know, Big Play Slay will be out there. He was in concussion protocol earlier on this week, so we'll have him back as well. But what's your concern with the running game without having Jordan Howard in there? Because I'll tell you what, Irv, just before I kick it to you, I'm not that concerned because Miles Sanders looked really good last week behind this new offensive line that has been established over the last month and a half, and we have the ultimate giant killer on our team right now.
Boston Scott.
Okay.
Six out of his seven touchdowns for his career against Boston.
He has five total touchdowns against the Giants.
Okay. Yeah.
So if there's anything to be known at all, he's a giant killer for a little man. And Boston is a friend of the program. He's been on the show a couple times, and he put about 800 miles on Quimby's Maserati because he scored a touchdown in Buffalo. But I expect, and this is a fantasy tip for just about anybody out there.
Right.
Or if you want, use this, you know, whatever betting app that you use.
Who, me?
Boston Scott is going, not you. Not you. You're the good reverend. You're not gambling like the rest of us.
Amen.
But he's good. to me, Boston Scott is good for a touchdown today.
Of course.
No doubt about it. He's getting in the end zone. It will happen today. But what's your thought on it as well?
I'm not concerned at all. One, because the Giants are really in disarray on both sides of the ball. They're not a good team. When you watch that game this past Monday against Tampa Bay, there was lack of effort. When you see teams not giving effort, that's a problem. There are teams who don't win games, but you don't see a lack of effort. I saw a lack of effort, a lack of concern.
And you get them on a short week, too.
Yes, a lack of intensity.
It's a line drive kick. So Jackson bobbles it and now has to try and recover. DeSean Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding? DeSean Jackson. Still not in, and now in for the touchdown. No flags. Unbelievable.
All right, welcome back to the Green Legion Radio pregame show here on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler. And DeSean Jackson had some great plays in the Eagles' history, but he wasn't a great neighbor, not like Dave Bavuso and his State Farm team. You deserve to get good service and great rates at State Farm. We get it, and we're here to help, because with every State Farm policy, you get good neighbor service, and you get surprisingly great rates. So what are you waiting for? Get going and talk to local State Farm agent Dave Bavuso about your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you want the real deal, call Dave Bavuso, State Farm Agency, 856-740-5012. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. Dave is located in Williamstown, New Jersey, and if you pass by the shop right there in town, you'll probably see his big mug right there on the now I know Dave personally, so I was going to say ugly mug right there on the billboard right by the ShopRite. So
don't call him ugly; he'll stop advertising.
No, he won't. Now he says he gets more out of the radio advertising than he does with his billboard advertising there in Williamstown at the ShopRite. So he's like I'm seeing it way better with you guys.
Nice.
So Dave ain't going nowhere. So
glad to help you out.
All right, so why don't you, before we were so rudely interrupted by 106.1 The Breeze, good friends of the program here, obviously, they wanted to jump in and join Dr. Irving Fryer and myself, Chris Sack, alongside Kyle / Nunnemaker here in studio with us. So why don't you finish your thought? You were talking about Jordan Howard?
Yeah, you were asking, were you concerned or was I concerned about the fact that he's not going to be playing today in the game? And no, I'm not concerned at all, but he is an underrated, I just wanted to state the fact that he is an underrated commodity. He is an underrated running back. He bounced around the league for a little while. He was out for a minute and then came back, and now he was on the practice squad, which moved up to from the practice squad this year and has just done nothing but produce. So, he deserves a little bit of a rest. He and Boston Scott got this team while Miles Sanders, and I think that was also a factor in it too. While Miles Sanders was hurt, Boston Scott and Jordan Howard got this team moving in the right direction via the run game. And Miles Sanders saw that. And then when he got the opportunity to come back and participate, run the ball again, he knew he needed to produce. Otherwise, those two guys, Boston Scott and Jordan Howard, sitting right there behind him, ready to come in and do the job. So, no, I'm not concerned about it. One, because we have capable backs. Boston Scott, like you said, he's the giant killer. And Miles Sanders, who came in last week, did a great job against the number one rushing defense in the league. And the combination of the two will be fine today. Plus, the Giants suck.
Tell us how you really feel.
They're discombobulated.
Yeah, it's a bad football team, and I'll tell you what.
And you know what? I don't think they're a bad football team. I think they really have a lot of talent. But for whatever reason, the team is just not, they're not functioning well together. And anytime you fire a coach in the middle of the season, you fired our offensive coordinator, Garrett, he's gone. There's something that's going on that we don't know about, and obviously the team is being affected by it.
We do know what's going on because Joe Judge is now trying to save his job. Because normally when you fire a coordinator, it's like in baseball, when you fire the hitting coach or pitching coach.
You're blaming it on him.
Yeah, the scapegoat mentality, right? Yeah. And we all know Jason Garrett. I mean, all those years that he was with Dallas, we know he
good
sucks.
Good coach.
Absolutely.
He's a good coach.
I want him to stay in Dallas. I want a mediocrity to reign, but hey, hiring Mike McCarthy, that kind of has helped us as well.
Yeah.
Losers
are
3 out of 4. Beautiful, because we're back in this division race with a win today.
Definitely.
And Dallas has to start thinking ahead now. Like they're talking about resting Ezekiel Elliott.
He looks horrible. I don't know. I mean, he almost looks detached like he did last year.
His knee injury. But I think he's going to miss next week against the Saints on Thursday night. Yeah. But you'll probably see him back after that. So, Tony Pollard, he's a pretty capable backup. Right. He's going to play well. But this right here is courtesy of Ralph Vacciano with SMY up in New York. Okay. He covers the Giants and the Jets. God bless his heart. The Giants changed offensive play callers in season 4 previous times in the last 30 years. In the last games before the changes, they went 0-4 and averaged 14 points and 289.8 yards. In their first games with new play callers, they went 4-0, averaging 30.5 points and 376.3 yards. So
he's saying they have a new play caller, so they're going to win this
Freddie
game.
Kitchens, which is the jackass that was was the head coach for in the 1 year with the Browns.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So he's saying because Freddie Kitchens is the new offensive coordinator, I'm going
to
be calling
Freddie needs to stay out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
That's what I've noticed.
Push back.
Shut the refrigerator door.
And we're just coming off of Thanksgiving, too, so he's got a few burps before he calls the plays.
So if you look at the Giants, though, I mean, they're injury ravaged this year, especially. Okay, mm-hmm. Out for this game is fullback. I can't believe teams still have fullbacks. Colin Gillespie, wide receiver Sterling Shepard with a quad injury. That guy's constantly a hamstring, a quad, something. Tight end Caden Smith with a knee. Doubtful for today is longtime tight end Kyle Rudolph with an ankle, and wide receiver Kadarius Toney also with a quad. Quad injuries are rough, man. You ever have one of those?
Yes, I had.
And they're so hard to get rid of. Worse than a hamstring.
Well, because you use that muscle to run. Use that muscle to stop, to change direction. And when you bruise it, and usually it's a bruise, it's just, it's hard. You can't use it because it doesn't fire. It doesn't fire like you need to fire.
Especially for a wide receiver right. where you're turning in and out of your cuts right. and right. you're pivoting so much.
It takes a while.
Also questionable, but is expected to play today. Running back Saquon Barkley and wide receiver John Ross, also with a quad. They had three wide receivers on this list with a quad injury. And, you know, John Ross is a one trick pony. I mean, really all you have to do is just make sure that you have safety over the top to protect against deep ball. But, you know, these type of things don't help. When you have a bad offensive line and you don't really know, which I think some of us already know what Daniel Jones already is. You know, we've seen it now. I think this is his third or fourth season in the league.
Yes.
You know, I mean, he did play a little bit his rookie year when Eli was kind of on his way out.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at Daniel Jones. The guy kills us in one way and really only one way only, mm-hmm. and that's on the ground.
Right.
For a guy, like, you don't look at Daniel Jones and say, that guy's got some athleticism to him. He does. He can move.
Yes, he can.
You know, he had that long run against us last year at home that I think it was the 17-yard line tripped him up.
Right. I was going to say, he fell by himself.
Yeah, the phantom
the
tackler.
Invisible man.
but he broke like a 35-yarder right. up in MetLife Stadium last mm-hmm. year, and untouched into the end zone. What do you see in the game of Daniel Jones, and is he the type of guy where he's going to get more of a shot in New York, or do you think after the season, the Giants, who right now hold two top 10 picks with their own and the Bears first round pick next
right.
year, do you think they're going to be shopping for one of the veterans like Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, or do you think they're going to look to trade up in the draft and maybe draft another franchise quarterback, or is Daniel Jones, does he have another year there?
I think he's going to have another year here, one, because when you look at the draft and what kind of quarterbacks you have coming up in the draft, there's really not any franchise quarterbacks.
Kenny Pickett is 24 years old
yeah.
out of Pittsburgh.
Right.
Like, if you look at Mel Kiper's big board, I think he's 17 or 18
right.
on there.
Right.
Like,
right.
you know, everybody keeps on talking about, like, with the Eagles. And to me, as long as Jalen Hurts continues to win, I don't care. You got the job, and we're going to use
exactly.
those three picks on defense for next
and
year. That'd
Jalen's going to continue to get
experience.
Yeah, and,
yes.
and they
off-season
continue
reps.
To develop that offense around Jalen. That's what needs to happen. But I don't see Daniel Jones leaving New York next year. They may try to trade for someone to get someone in who's a veteran quarterback, try to help him out, maybe start so he gets a chance to develop a little bit more. But yeah, he's making some really seriously stupid mistakes. Last week against Tampa Bay, he threw two stupid interceptions that where he should not have even tried to throw the ball. Just take the sack. He was out scrambling on one of them and just threw a ball that he should not have thrown, and it ended up as an interception. So, or getting intercepted. So, yes, he's making some stupid mistakes, but I think that's just a combination of everything that's happening. The team is playing so well. There's pressure on him to make plays that really aren't there, to try to make something happen when there's really no opportunity for something to happen, and he's forcing his hand, and it's making him look bad. Yes, the offensive line is really bad. Yes, Saquon is not the old Saquon. He's not running the
ball.
He
can't stay healthy.
Yeah, he can't stay healthy.
It's been the story of his career.
And unfortunately, that's the story of a lot of running backs. You know, once they get hurt, look at Ezekiel. Once they get hurt, it just continues to build on top of another injury, on top of another injury, and they end up not being what they used to be. And Saquon's struggling with that right now. He's in danger of not becoming the great running back that he actually was and the threat that he was from that running back position at one time. So I just think what Daniel Jones is experiencing right now is the culmination of everything that's happening with the team as a whole. The team is playing bad. He's trying to carry the team.
There's so
He's
much.
He's not in a position and has not had the experience to be able to do that kind of thing.
There's so much uncertainty in that organization from the very top. I mean,
right.
Gettleman, I mean, I think a lot of Giants fans, they wanted him fired after last season.
Right. Well, I don't know why they hired Judge as the head coach. What?
Well,
I mean, that was a mistake
I think right now, Gettleman is, this offseason, I think the Giants are going to clean house.
Right.
I think the Maras have seen enough.
Mm-hmm.
Gettleman's going to be gone. Judge is going to be gone because the new general manager is going to want to bring in his own guy as a
right.
head coach.
Right.
And then
That's
at
good.
That point, when you bring in a new head coach and a new general manager, like, you're not married to that quarterback that's
no.
already there.
Yeah, you got
to
start all over again.
You're going to pretty much just blow it up and try and figure it
right,
out from there.
Right.
I saw a Giants fan talking about, like, wanting Russell Wilson the other day. I'm like, what? Like, you have all these holes on that team, yet you want to bring in Russell Wilson, and who hasn't been cooking lately.
I don't think Daniel Jones is the problem. I don't think he's the biggest problem.
And I agree.
I think if you put the right people around him, starting with an offensive line, that he can actually be a productive quarterback in the NFL and be a winning quarterback.
I think
I
heard a stat the other day, 49 touchdowns to 49 turnovers in his career.
Well, he's about to turn the corner.
I mean, that's not good. That's not bad.
He's at the corner. He's either going to turn and go the wrong way or turn and go the right way.
Irvin, just a couple quick questions here before I dive into our version of the Friar Place today.
Okay.
And I ask you some questions about Eagles-Giants rivalry and your experience within it. First things first, just real quick on both of them, okay? I have David Kalafit. Whatever.
When I'm doing
the
fireplace, I try not to say the names.
Collafoot, yeah. But hey, Irvin, question: do you see the Eagles covering that 3.5 line?
Uh-oh.
Thank you for the many great memories, sir. Much love and respect. And sorry for butchering your name. I respect you, David. I'm just going to say David.
Yeah.
Because there's another David. David Harris wants to know: do you think the game versus Dallas in Week 18 will be for the NFC East? So, real quick on both of those.
Yes, to both of those questions. Yes, they will cover the 3 today.
The 3.5.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Much more than that. Yeah.
Ooh.
Take the 3.5.
Okay.
For sure. Take the 3.5. And then
spend your money, not Irving's.
When you look at how the stars are starting to line up, there's a great possibility that game in week 18.
We're in week 12 right now.
Yeah. Okay, yes, right. That was week 11.
Don't go back.
Week.
We're
my
going
bad.
Forward.
My bad. Week 18.
Going back is nothing but bad.
I saw 18 in my mind. I just said 11.
It feels weird saying 18, right?
Yeah. In week 18, that it will be a game for the NFC Championship. That's what it seems as though it's heading towards, and I would not be surprised if that's not the case.
It will be a lot of fun, for sure.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
As a matter of fact, it should be. It's just... the way the season has gone, how the Eagles have turned around, how Dallas started off on fire, and now they're having a lull in their season, they'll probably pick it back up again, and both teams will be playing well at the end of the season, and it'll all boil down to that one game.
Sounds great. So normally on Green Legion Radio, not on the pregame show, but on the player show, or if you guys tune in to any of our regular off-season programming, or Get Tanked Happy Hour with Quimby and Tank.
Is there drinking on that show?
Well, there's a lot of drinking on that show. A lot of swearing if you enjoy that too. But you know, normally we have a segment called Tank Time.
Okay.
And I was sitting there, I was driving on the way over today, and I'm like, you know, I want to get Irving a little bit more involved. It's just the two of us today. It's
right.
not the, it's not the full complement of chefs in the kitchen like we normally have. And for those of you that don't know, Irving has his own show. It's called The Friar Place. So this is going to be our version of The Friar Place. But real quick, why don't you plug your show and tell them where they can find you at so that way they can tune in every week to your own show.
Well, here's what I'd like to see happen. Yes. The Friar Place airs every Friday on YouTube live at 12 o'clock noon Eastern Standard Time. YouTube, The Friar Place. That's F-R-Y-A-R, not E-R. E-R is a chicken. A-R. E-R. People will try to spell my name with E-R, which is understandable, but it's not E-R. It's A-R. And what I would like for you to do, those of you who are watching right now, if your telephone or your tablet savvy, go to YouTube right now. Search The Friar Place. Go in the search. Hit that little search button. Go to The Friar Place. T-H-E-F-R-Y-A-R-P-L-A-C-E. Search The Friar Place and subscribe. We do a lot of sports, but we're well-rounded. I've had a daddy-daughter segment. That was really intense. You know, I've been through a divorce and how that affected the family and her growing up. She's had multiple heart surgeries because when she was born, she had tetralogy of Fallot with absent pulmonary valve. So she was a child that's a miracle baby. And she's my in-studio assistant. And we had a daddy-daughter, man. It was crazy. We do, I'm having a financial expert on this week. Last week, I had a guy named Junior from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. His name is Kier Junior Spates. And he talked, man, he talked about his battle with sickle cell. I've had Andre Reed on the show. We watched Andre Reed get baptized in the Jordan River. Yeah.
Now that you had a guy on from the Steve Harvey Show, does that mean that the Friars are going to wind up on the Family Feud?
Could be. Watch out for us.
My family, we tried out for the Family Feud. Yeah. Probably like, oh God, my wife was pregnant with my first. Yeah. And like, these people were so outlandish and over the top. I'm like, yo, there's no way you can turn down a family when their last name is Sack. You just can't
do it.
That right there is just pure gold in and of itself. Yes, the Sacks are on the Family Feud, you know? But we got the stiff arm, you know, like that good old.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like Darius. Yeah, we didn't get the call back in, so we never got on the show.
But. So was there a criteria that you did not meet, or
we probably just weren't over the top jackasses like that. That's what a lot of these people.
So do you send
were.
Like a film in? You send like a
no man. Like you put in like a resume, and then what they do is they call you in for like a tryout, which convention center in Philadelphia.
So you got to go act like a fool.
Yeah. So you got to go in and like there were some people that acted completely like a fool. I've got no problem acting like a fool, but to a certain point, I'll embarrass myself to a certain point.
Listen, Zach, if. And this could lead, because Junior and I are staying in touch, this could lead to an introduction to Steve Harvey. So if I do get in front of Steve Harvey, I'm going to do my best to get the sack.
You want
to
get the sacks
on
there?
Yeah, right. Get all
That's
the
what I'm
sacks
talking about.
On the Steve Harvey Family Feud.
All right, sounds great. So MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry for all your residential contracting needs. This is who you want to talk to. Everything from additions, renovations, kitchens, baths, closet organization, cabinetry, vanities, basements, everything you need. Mention the Green Legion to get 10% off your order, regardless of how much. Reach out to them at www.mcsinc-pa.com or call them at 484-202-3656. That is www.mcsinc-pa.com or call them at 484-202-3656. Coming back on the other side, I teased it. We're going to do it. The Fryer Place with Irving Fryer as well as Kaja. Kick ass or jackass, Giants related. Here on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler. This is the Green Legion Radio pregame show, and we'll be right back right after this.
Well, he's going to have plenty of time on the clock, even though he has no timeouts. A minute and a half, that's a lot of time. Jeff Beagles will kick, and you know it'll be a directional kick attempt. Bounces at the 21 and picked up by Westbrook. Westbrook on the return. Here comes Westbrook. He's got a lead. Here comes Westbrook. He gets five. Brian Westbrook going all the way. Touchdown, Eagles.
Welcome back to the final segment here on the Green Legion Radio pregame show alongside Dr. Reverend Irving Fryer.
You're saying that's because it's Sunday.
And it sounds good.
It sounds good. Okay.
And I'm Chris Sack. Also in studio with us is our producer, Kyle / Nunnemaker, the Gobbler. We're brought to you by...
I did it right.
Yeah, normally you got the... We're brought to you by Bucks County Baseball Company, the premier vintage sports clothing and collectibles retail store in the tri-state area. Visit www.buckscountybaseballco.com or stop by their Bristol, PA location. Items from the Phillies, Eagles, Sixers, Flyers, and much, much more. Again, visit www.buckscountyco.com or stop by the Bristol, PA location. The showroom is huge. The website, even bigger. Bucks County Baseball Company, the name in Philly for vintage sports. Make sure you guys stick around here on The Gambler as we lead you into Harry May's pregame show. And later on, / correct me if I'm wrong, we have a Union playoff game today?
Oh, yeah. We're busy all day on The Gambler.
Is this the semifinals?
I don't know.
You know what? / has a radio voice, man. Check him out.
You know, here's my answer to that.
He's got the serious radio voice, man.
No, we got faces for radio, too.
I don't know about that, but...
hey, we got beautiful women in our lives, though, / all right? We definitely outkicked our coverage for sure.
We all outkicked our coverage.
No doubt about it.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, but
yes.
You're a good-looking man, Irvin. Don't take that the wrong way.
Yeah, stop.
All right?
I still outkick my coverage.
Why don't we heat things up a little bit further at the Fryer Place?
Oh, wow. That'll be a good segue there.
Yeah. All right, so I got...
Fan the flames of the fire.
I got five questions for you.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
Uh-oh.
And Irving doesn't know, unlike Murphy used to know. So, this is more towards the Eagles-Giants rivalry. Now, obviously, you played in other places outside of being an Eagle.
Yep.
Okay? So, you can use other experiences against the Giants if you would like to.
Okay.
Your most hated Giant that you ever played against?
Jesse Armstead.
Yeah. Okay.
Jesse Armstead.
Any particular reason why?
Of course. Jesse Armstead in my career. It was also Rodney Peete's fault as well. I was with the Eagles. Rodney Peete was quarterback. We were, it was a third down, needed to have it. It was common that I got the ball on third down in 5, 6, 7 yards. I was the go-to guy as a receiver. And for whatever reason, Rodney, we're in the huddle and Rodney's calling the play and he says to me, Irving, I'm throwing the ball to you no matter what. Now, when he said that, not only did I believe, not only did everyone in our huddle hear it, but everyone on the Giants team heard it well, probably.
Come on, Rodney.
And everyone in the stadium heard it. And so it was a slant, and that's the man's route. That's the big boy route.
Uh-oh.
You can't run a slant and not be a big boy. And Rodney threw the ball, and there was a four-person collision at the ball. Myself, the corner, the defensive end, and the linebacker, Jesse Armstead. They all knew it was coming. I caught the ball. Jesse Armstead hit me so hard that my helmet came off. It looked like my head came off. My helmet popped straight up in the air, and my wife at the time thought that my head came off, and It was not good. I got the first down, held onto the ball, stood up, gave the sign for the first down, but I was in a lot of pain.
So you were like the wide receiver in Jerry Maguire.
Yeah,
he got decapitated.
Yes.
Show me the money. But I didn't lay on the field.
Though. You had the first down signal, but you were looking the wrong way.
No. I was looking the right way. I actually broke my hand. My helmet was broke. There was a lot of damage done on that play, but it was Rodney's fault, and Jesse became my number one arch enemy.
Okay. All right. Let's rapid fire these ones here.
Okay. My bad.
No. You're fine. I want it more.
Yeah. That was a story.
Okay. Most respected giant you ever played against.
Most respected giant ever played against. Man, that's hard to say.
I mean, as a wide receiver, maybe it was well-dressed Imani Toomer?
Well, no. I would say this. It was because I played with him, and it would be because I didn't know many of them, but it was Mark Ingram, Senior.
Senior.
Yeah, I played with him in Miami after he played with the Giants.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Favorite game against the Giants or most memorable game that you played or that you were involved in?
Well, I just mentioned it to you, the game that I played and got my helmet snatched off. So that's my most memorable.
That's the one that sticks with you the most?
Yeah, the one that sticks with me the most. I had games where I played well and scored a couple of touchdowns, but that's the game that sticks out in my mind. That was in the Meadowlands at the time.
Okay. Yeah. Number four, Boston Scott is known as the Giant Killer. What team did you torture the most as a player?
I would have to say it was the Miami Dolphins when I was with New England. I did.
So that's why they signed you after you left New England.
They
were done with you.
Well,
they didn't want to see you anymore.
There's a story behind that too as well. Can I tell that story?
Real quick. We got less than 5 minutes.
Okay, I was 9 years into my career at New England when I got traded after my ninth year. Before that, I was trying to get out of New England already. So prior to that, maybe the 4 years prior to that, we played Miami twice a year. Every time we played them, after the game, I would go up to Don Shula and say, Coach, you got to get me out of here. Coach, you got to get me out of here. And he would laugh like that. Coach, you got to get me out of here. So when I finally got the opportunity to get a trade going, he called me down there to Miami, and he really laughed when I got down there. So there's a story behind
that. You finally got me, Coach.
Yeah,
he finally got me.
Yeah.
All right, number five, the last one. Thoughts about playing at the old Meadowlands? It was windy up there.
It was windy, and the fans were crazy. I mean, when you talk about how excited the Philadelphia Eagles fans get and how much they are into the game, it was just as bad up with the Giants in the Meadowlands. Those people were out of control. I would really be concerned about my family when my family went to go see the game up in the Meadowlands. They would come up from New Jersey and come to the games when we played in the Meadowlands. There was always some kind of incident up there. So I was always concerned because the fans were really, really rough.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, really
rough. They should be. They're North Jersey people.
Jersey.
They should be miserable.
Yes, North Jersey. I don't know if they're miserable, but they're rough.
All right. So we got a couple minutes to play with here. Slash, you're going to get involved. So let's do some rapid fire. Kick ass or jackass.
Okay.
All right. Real quick. You know, as everybody knows, if you approve, it's kick ass.
Yeah.
If you don't, jackass.
I didn't get a chance to look at these yet, so I don't know what I'm in for here.
I don't know what he's going to say either.
Right.
I might not even know.
Right. I'm just gonna pick through here. All right, punting to DeSean Jackson.
Oh, that's stupid, jackass.
Kick ass on this side, though.
Yes,
thank
absolutely.
You, Matt Dodge.
All right, drafting a running back with the second overall pick.
Kick ass.
Ooh. Well, you're just saying that because you were a wide receiver.
It depends on who the running back it is.
Saquon.
Kick ass.
Hasn't paid out.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know that.
It's jackass
but,
now.
But, yes, jackass now. But when you picked him, look at what you
we
were
We don't
getting.
Have time to look
and
at look hypotheticals what, and hindsight 2020.
But look at what happened.
It's jackass.
No.
Running backs are expendable at this point.
Absolutely.
No.
That's why you shouldn't even take him in the second round.
Come on.
Miles Sanders. Michael Strahan's sack record.
Kick ass. Come on.
You got to give due respect there.
Yeah.
Due respect. Brett Favre had no respect for the record to begin with. He just threw himself on the ground in front of him.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
The man's a Hall of Famer.
Yes. Just kick ass. He's a Hall of Famer.
John Runyon owned him, though.
Respect.
Eagles trading up to get Devontae Smith ahead of the Giants.
Kick ass.
Oh, kick ass.
Kick ass.
Gotta love it.
Yes.
Tom Coughlin coaching in the cold.
Jackass.
Jackass. My cheeks hurt just thinking about that.
Dude, I thought he was going to die. Like, those two NFC Championship games that they played.
Coughlin.
Not one NFC Championship game. The one was a divisional round.
Uh-huh.
The years they won the Super Bowl.
Right.
With Eli.
Right.
Oh, my God.
We're not talking,
his face was gonna fall.
We're not talking rosy red. We're like Barney purple.
Like you're bleeding off your face.
Yeah.
He was, I didn't care for him too much.
Jake Elliott's first Eagles home game.
Kick ass.
The 63-yarder.
Kick ass.
That set everything in motion, yes, man.
I was at that game, too. Yeah. Fantastic. It was also like 98 degrees in that building.
Were you at any of my games?
Maybe in his mom's womb.
I did have your jersey, though.
Okay. That works.
Yeah.
That works.
Oh, God. Replacing Jason Garrett with Freddie Kitchens.
That's... We'll yet to be found out, but jackass.
Jackass.
MetLife Stadium. Has anybody been there?
I've never been there since they've built it. No. I'm assuming it's kick-ass.
I've been there for an Eagles... it was a Saints-Jets game. I'm a big Drew Brees fan, so I went up there to go see him play.
Nice.
It's nice, but it's North Jersey.
Okay.
It's like everything is so congested. No one tailgates. It's horrendous.
Right. I was going to say, it's Jersey. It's jackass
it's North
for me.
Jersey. All right, let me try and pick one last one here before we leave. Eli Manning retiring 10-23 versus the Eagles.
Kick ass.
Kick ass. Yes. Although I feel like every game I went to was, when they won. Yeah.
Yeah, we always used
it
to
was
abuse
you.
Them for sure.
Yeah, it was me.
All right, thank you all for tuning in here to the Green Legion Radio pregame show alongside Dr. Reverend Irving Fryer. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we had good.
We had a lot of fun. Great show at Slash for producing. And Sam back at home doing our stream yard. I'm Chris Sack. And I'm going to take us off like I do with Baseball Brunch, like a 3-1 pitch to Ryan Howard. We are out of here, baby. Everybody enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Go Birds and go Union.
I played a couple of them at Rock, Paper, Scissors.